All right, let's move on to Steve Stearns with the Fibonacci sequence. Laying on a bonacci, wrote a book, Liberabici, dropping lessons in Tuscany. In the 13th century, he discussed geometry, he saw symmetry that he applied to breeding bunnies. Start with none, then you add a one, add another one, and you get two. It's a Fibonacci sequence. Every number is the sum of the two before. Zero and one is one. One and one is two. Two and one is three. Three and two is five. Five and three is eight. That's how you calculate a Fibonacci sequence. That was a great song. It's very schoolhouse rock. And I read the bio for it, and that's what he was going for. So, yeah, he's very successful that way. There's something that I don't like about his microphone tone, and I'm not sure what it is. Like, maybe he's not close enough to the microphone. I'm not entirely sure. But it doesn't matter. You know, this is still one of the best songs of the round, even though it's all keyboards.
That electric piano sounds so good.
Yeah, absolutely. I like this whole thing.
You know, I might be predisposed to not really be into educational content songs, but this one I just could not think anything negative about. Just the dense rhymes and the infectious counting groove. The chorus is just so good. Yeah, I played this song when it came on, I listened to it, and when it ended, I'd back up and play it again. That's how much I like this song. So yeah, this is one of my favorites as well. Again, I've never heard of Steve Stearns before this contest, and I feel like I need to go back and listen to some of his other stuff, because he reminds me of another one of my favorite artists, Ben Folds, who's like another piano-playing guy. And yeah, his grooves are just fantastic.
Yeah, no, I like Steve a lot. I saw some of his earlier stuff in earlier rounds and just went, oh, he's got a feel that I like. This one, he hit the beat. I love the groove from start one, and that organ just made that sound. The song just popped right out after that. Silly me, though, when I actually read the bio, I didn't pick up on the schoolhouse rock connection. I went, duh, it makes total sense. But I just took it as, oh, this is a good song. And I just, as a learning experience, and I didn't even pick up that it was under that, you know, that level.
So three is a magic number.
And it's not as easy to do those. One of the first ones Buffa Yucks Dudes did was three is an evil number, and it's very stupid and ugly by the time it got done. Because, hey, you know, we know everything. We can do a great song. It'll only take like 15 minutes, right? No, you learn the hard way. Yeah, perhaps you're full of it. I liked Steve's song a lot, and it's one of the top songs of the round for me.